Governor, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
Great to be with you. Spring's here. That's all good.
Really? Okay.
Fishing season.
Fishing season. All right. What are you fishing for these days?
I actually didn't go out because I didn't have any time, number one. But number two, it's kind of cold and the water's a little cloudy. I think probably it'll be better in a week or two.
Okay. General reaction to Auditor Hoffer's report yesterday on Vermont Health Exchange?
No big surprises. Frankly, I've been saying, we've been saying for since the exchange went up, it's been a huge disappointment. I don't think that's a surprise to any Vermonters that are out there frustrated by the exchange. So, really the auditor's report reflects what we've been saying all along. And it's a helpful document, but we have dealt with the issues that were reported in. I mean, that's what audits tend to do. They look back, not forward. And the question for all of us is, with our new contractor, who's been, you know, extraordinarily productive so far, can we fix change of circumstance, and can we get the exchange for re-enrollment working the way it's supposed to? If we do, we'll be the state that has a exchange that's doing what other exchanges don't, which is not only doing what the Affordable Care Act asks us to do, and, you know, a lot of states gave up, Oregon, others just bagged it and went to the federal, but ours is more complex because, as everybody knows probably by now, we subsidize beyond the federal law. So it will allow us to do what we've always dreamed of doing. And I think we're going to, you know, obviously we continue to be optimistic that we can get this thing to work.
The auditor says your timeline to get this done by the end of May is very aggressive.
And he feels
as though it's in all likelihood not one that can be met.
Well, I didn't read that.
That's it. I read from our discussion with him yesterday.
Well, you know, all I can say is it is extremely aggressive. We've been very clear that it's very aggressive. We're being very aggressive trying to make the exchange work. So, you know, we don't have time on our side. Vermonters are sick and tired. Those that have changed of circumstance are really going through tremendous frustration. And they've been going through that since they tried to change their circumstances. So the complaints you hear by the exchange now are coming from those people in Vermont who, you know, whether their job changed or they had a baby or they went through a divorce or whatever it is, had to change their policies, and they've had it, and so have we, with an exchange that doesn't work. So that's obviously what we're trying to fix. It is a very aggressive timeline. We've been very candid about that, but, you know, we believe we're on track.
If the change of circumstance isn't fixed by the end of May, what will you do then?
Well, I want it to be fixed by the end of May, but I laid out there's two big dates here. One is getting the change of circumstance to fix by the end of the next month. The second is having re-enrollment ready to go, the changes being made for that, so that when we go into the new enrollment period in November, it's humming. And I have said that, you know, like every Vermonter, I bet, if those two functions aren't working by November, we're going to look at whatever our alternatives are. This isn't news. I said that a month ago or whenever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see where.
But I wasn't really clear what you were saying, so that's why I'm
saying if those two functions don't work by November, the deadline that I laid out in a press conference a month ago or whenever it was, we are going to look at whatever other options we have. Now, that isn't a happy story either, because it's going to cost us more money. It's not going to do what we really need the exchange to do. And what gets lost in this debate is, you know, I read these press reports where it says Vermont's spending so much more than, as an example, Rhode Island and Connecticut on maintaining this exchange. It's simply not true. What we are doing is using the federal money, the $200 million that they gave us to build this exchange, to take over a problem that Vermonters were going to have to pay for, which was the old antiquated computer system, technology system that supports all of our Medicaid recipients. And obviously the Affordable Care Act, we have more of them because we've cut our uninsured rate in half. So we use the federal money to build that. But if you compare apples for apples of Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Vermont as an example, we are actually lower than the costs of Connecticut and about on par with Rhode Island in terms of the annual operating costs. So all I'm saying is let's separate fact from fiction. We all know we got a challenge. There's no new news in the auditor's report. And we're on a tight timeline. We've been telling you that.
So there are two deadlines for you. So do both deadlines have to be blown in order for you to want to consider another option?
Yes.
So what is the May?
No, well, let me be clear. The change of circumstance and the re-enrollment pieces have to be working when we need them in order to, you know, have an functioning exchange. I mean, I think everyone agrees that if this thing isn't working the way we want it to work, by the date I outlined a month ago, we should explore the probably expensive and not very easy options of either a federal exchange or what a number of states have banded together to try and do. But, you know, that's not... there is no easy answer to this one. Let's just back up a second. You know, we tend to have this conversation in Vermont as if this is just a Vermont problem. When you look at the governors who chose to build exchanges, and this is a federal bill, they gave us the timeline, it should be clear to all of us that the Affordable Care Act, with all its good intentions, for lots of political reasons, was outlined an unrealistic timeline for the technology to do what President Obama and Congress hoped it could do. It's just, there's no way to conclude anything different from that, since there isn't a state in the country, with the exception of maybe Kentucky, who pulled this off. And Kentucky had a much smaller group going into it. So they laid out a timeline that technology just wasn't ready to deal with. And there have been various results. Some governors gave up. Other governors hung in there. It was much easier for some of those governors to go to the federal exchange than it has been for me, because, as I just said, we're subsidizing it at a higher level than the federal bill does, and we're before they passed the Affordable Care Act. So my point is, technology couldn't do what they planned for it to do as quickly as they thought. Governors have made a number of choices. Desert, go to the federal exchange, or stick with it and improve their exchanges. We're among the group with Rhode Island and Connecticut who said stick with it, let's make this thing work. Now, Connecticut has been more successful than we getting theirs to work. Rhode Island is having their challenges with change of circumstance. They don't get as many headlines for it, but they're having their challenges. My point is, I think we've proven that the technology can work, and Connecticut's an example. It took them much longer than they thought, but they've pulled it off, and I don't think that we're that far behind them in making ours work.
Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, I don't think it would be a stretch to say that I don't think most people who live in Vermont could care less whether other states are having problems. They want the problem in Vermont fixed.
I couldn't agree more, and that's why I'm working so hard to fix it. My only point is that we sometimes have this conversation as if Vermont is the only state in the country that has struggled with this challenge. It's just not true. In fact, some states failed miserably. Oregon, for example, who contracted with Oracle, literally lost their money in the process of giving up. So all I'm saying is, you know, let's not lose sight of the big picture. We are trying to do what technology has never done with healthcare, including the insurance industry. They've never been able to take your income and compare it to a subsidy in Washington and then compare it to a subsidy back in your home state and push a button, give you a series of choices of product and deliver. Just hasn't happened before. So the Affordable Care Act asked us all to do things that technology had never done in healthcare. That's a good thing. It was all very well intentioned. We all know they couldn't change the date because the Congress changed from Democrat to Republican, and they were in a Congress that tried to repeal the bill 37 times. How could they change the October implementation date? So we're all working with their difficult circumstances. Having said that, we're committed to making ours work.
Let's talk more about this May deadline, though. Let's say the May deadline is not achieved. Is that the drop? So that's not for you, the drop dead date to look at another way to go, because that's what the speaker's looking to do.
Well, what I outlined very clearly in my press conference a month ago is that there's two key dates. It does you no good to have change of circumstance work if you can't re-enroll the new folks, have the technology changes that sign you up for the following year. So both have to work.
Okay, so if at the end of May the change of circumstance doesn't work, you're willing to give this company more time to fix it?
I'm not going to speculate on it not working. My job is to make it work. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, but you got to give people an idea what you're going to do if it doesn't work.
I did. I said that if change of circumstance isn't working,
okay.
And if you can't sign up folks for re-enrollment, in November, we're going to make that decision together, but we should move on if it doesn't work.
Okay, so November really is the critical time for you.
Yes.
When the speaker says that May, at the end of May, is the critical time for him because he says that people are running out of patience and that you got to fish or cut bait here, what's your response to that?
I don't see this as a endurance I don't see this as a test of dates. I see this as a challenge to make the exchange work the way we all wish it to work so it serves Vermonters. This isn't a game. This is about a computer product supporting an awful lot of Vermonters getting help buying cheaper health insurance. And let's not forget, we've cut our uninsured rate in half in this state. The Affordable Care Act is working for Vermonters. And we're now literally down to a 3.5% uninsured rate. I mean, we almost have universal coverage. So we know the Affordable Care Act can work for us. Now we've got to make the technology work for us. If by the end of November it's not working, we're out.
Let's talk about some money issues here. The Senate finance...
And let me just back up, Mark. On this date discussion, let's say that we decided today that we're going to the federal exchange or some other alternative. We still are stuck with our exchange for the remainder of this year and for re-enrollment next year. In other words, you can't move that fast. So this whole discussion about dates is a little bit academic. We are stuck with our exchange, even if we desert, if we were to choose to desert it for this year and next.
Is there any logic to telling the, since it does take the year, which the auditor pointed out and that the speaker spoke about this morning too, why not apply and tell the federal government today you want to join the federal exchange, see how things work out, you pull the plug on them. See what I'm saying? You apply,
The federal government won't reject us if we want to go. Number one.
I mean, if it takes a year, why not apply now and get yourself in line?
Because it's not that simple. We use this exchange for our Medicaid. Let's not forget that it's got to work for Medicaid. So even if you deserted the exchange for the folks that are buying these products, you cannot desert it for our entire Medicaid population, which is over 100,000 Vermonters, I believe. So the vast majority of people in this exchange cannot be deserted, even if you go to the federal exchange. They cannot do that function for you. Second, we would have to literally say to Vermonters right now who are getting subsidies from the state, we can't do that for you through the exchange. We have to invent a different way of doing that. I don't know what that is. No one else knows what that is yet. And third, their insurance standards are lower than ours. So you would be offering Vermonters a product that doesn't have the insurance protections that are as high as Vermont's. So there's three reasons why this is not just a matter of going, hey, the feds can just do this for us. When we go to the Fed exchange, it'll probably cost us more money and it will be an inferior product. So there's obviously good reasons not to jump onto that bandwagon unless we absolutely have to.
You say there is nothing new. It's all old news in the auditor's report. Were you aware there was this company that was making $40,000 a month that really hasn't been performing any duties?
So that's not true. Benaissance is performing duties for us, and the disagreement with the auditor on that is a very simple one. That particular function was never demanded for the money we were paying. However, Benaissance, the company that we contracted with, was giving us additional staffers since October of 13 for no amended contract. In other words, we were spending more money than we were paying them at other ends of the function of for the jobs they were completing. So we all agreed, instead of rewriting the old contract, let's write a new one. We have. Now, contracts take a while to be approved, so it hasn't been signed yet, but we have signed a new contract that will show that actually we were getting a bargain from Benaissance for that arrangement we had. It will cost us more in the future to have them do what they're going to do. Having said that, the auditor judges a contract by a signed contract. It's not been signed yet, so it's fair enough that he does that, but we have worked out that challenge, and they were performing other functions for us that were not included in that contract that at least matched the amount of money we were paying for, and according to Lawrence Miller, who I just spoke with, probably exceeded what we were paying for.
Okay, before the auditor's report comes out, he presents it to the auditee, and this was one of the findings in it. It's a pretty high profile, it's a pretty volatile kind of thing to include in a report. So why didn't you, the administration, clear that up with him before the report was issued?
Lawrence explained that we disagree. He can't. I mean, if you ask the auditor, he can't count a contract that hasn't been signed. It's been negotiated. It's in the process of being approved.
But in talking to us, he could say this is
Lawrence
a problem.
Said that yesterday.
Yeah, but the auditor did not. Why wasn't that made clear to the auditor so that in discussing this, flagrant...
I don't know the answer to that question. All I can tell you is... it is not what appears that we were literally paying them money and not having them work for us. Benaissance has been providing extraordinary lots of work to us. They kept people working here in Vermont without pay much longer than they obviously would have, because they knew that this other piece of the contract was getting compensation. And we said, let's write a new contract. Let's not renegotiate the old one. And that's exactly what we've done.
One of the criticisms the auditor have of the current contract with Optum is that it doesn't include some of the accountability, some of the paybacks, some of the other things that you put in a contract to hold people's feet to the fire. Was that because you just didn't have a lot of time?
They were taking over a flawed website that had been built by CGI. Don't forget the federal government also had them build theirs, and President Obama fired them. We fired them too. And no company's going to come in and say, we're going to...